This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Effective today, information about nonprofit agencies and government services is a lot easier to find. All you have to do is dial 211.
It's basically the non-emergency partner to 911. I need help, but I don't need a doctor this second or I'll die, but I need help.
Bill Myatt is the program coordinator for the new service, which represents a dramatic expansion of the county's existing Information and Referral, or INR, service. Not only is the three-digit call far easier to remember than the old seven-digit number, but Myatt says 211 will always be available.
Our current INR is available only Monday through Friday, daylight hours. With 211, it will be 365 days a year. At 4:30 in 1 second, the calls will go to San Bernardino to our backup center.
Both the local operators and those in Southern California will work from the same, regularly updated database of more than 500 Sonoma County service providers. Each caller is referred to the agency or office closest to their home zip code. So, who can take advantage of the 211 number?
Anybody who needs help in health and human services area. Food, clothing, counseling, elder care, child care. We're getting calls now from out-of-work middle-class people, formerly employed people who need help with mortgage assistance and job placement.
The 211 program is being rolled out as a partnership between the county, United Way of the Wine Country, the Sonoma County Volunteer Center, and the Community Foundation Sonoma County. Among other things, Myatt says that means the county only pays about $70,000 of the program's $200,000 yearly cost.
Sonoma County is getting a good deal. It's because most of our call specialists are volunteers and college interns. Other 211 centers have paid staff. In fact, there's another county in California I'm aware of that has half of our call volume and twice our budget.
And 211 can also ease the burden on county emergency services in the event of a localized natural disaster. Walter Collins of United Way of the Wine Country notes that's just what happened during the rash of fires near San Diego in October 2007.
211 San Diego County fielded over 4,000 calls per day. And the top question was, I live at such and such address, should I evacuate? 211 had information that was updated in conjunction and collaboration with the emergency services, and they were able to provide critical information for evacuation as well as shelter centers to callers, saving thousands of lives because 911 system was overloaded and people couldn't get through to 911.
The round-the-clock 211 service is expected to field more than 16,000 calls in its first full year, up from just 6,000 calls to the former 40-hour-per-week help desk. That could further boost the number of calls going to the county assessor's office, which has seen a spike in phone traffic after mailers were sent to many county landowners offering to process requests for a county property tax reduction for a fee. That's a service the assessor's office provides directly and without charge, says Chief Deputy Assessor Bill Rousseau. And over the past 8 months, they've been doing a lot of them.
Last year, we did about 25,000 reductions countywide. 20,000 were done on our own without requests. But after July, we probably had 3,000 requests from taxpayers, and that's probably the most we've had since the mid-90s when we saw another downturn.
The legality of those solicitation letters, designed to resemble an official government document, and the Los Angeles company that sent them, is now being investigated by the District Attorney's Office. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.